Bentonville-based Walmart employs 1.4 million workers in the United States, and the company will be expanding its ranks by hiring 100,000 veterans over the next 5 years. Joining Forces is an initiative led by First Lady Michelle Obama to connect U.S. veterans to more than 2,000 American businesses to provide them more job opportunities. Yesterday at the National Retail Federation Annual Convention in New York, Walmart's U.S. President and CEO Bill Simon announced his company's commitment to that effort, characterizing veterans as top talent. A spokesperson for the Department of Veterans Affairs, Josephine Schuta, agrees.
The Department of Veterans Affairs commends Walmart for their leadership and strong commitment to hire veterans. Walmart's positive example will help more businesses understand that veterans make exceptional employees who possess character, team-building skills, and discipline that will help their businesses grow and succeed. As the President said in his address to Congress and the nation, we ask these men and women to leave their careers, leave their families, and risk their lives to fight for our country. The last thing they should have to do is fight for a job when they come home. We at VA could not agree more.
The unemployment rate for Gulf War era vets is about 10% for men, nearly 16% for women. Since Joining Forces was launched in 2011, more than 125,000 veterans and military spouses have been hired, with a 250,000 more expected in the next few years. And starting Memorial Day, Walmart says it will offer a job to any recently honorably discharged veteran at Walmart stores, Sam's Clubs, distribution centers, and the home office in Bentonville. Bill Simon also announced that Walmart and Sam's Club will purchase an additional $50 billion in U.S. products over the next 10 years and help part-time associates who seek to be full-time make that transition.